Would you ever hear of any slang names for police?
Oh, yeah. Foes?
Yeah.
Okay. And, pig? Of course, that's... pig, I would say, was biggest, widely used slang now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Flatfoot, you know, they used to call him Flatfoot and all. Mm-hmm. But,
would you have any slang names for a fire station or a police station?
Fire station just usually referred to as firehouse, you know. Mm-hmm. I tell you, you spend this much time at home.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
I've been here almost 11 years,
mm-hmm.
and I've done a lot of that 11 years. I've worked a second job,
mm-hmm.
and so this it actually wound up just about home. You feel like mm-hmm. you're at home when you come in. You know,
mm-hmm.
we eat together and sleep together,
uh-huh.
and we're just about family,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of times we have just about family problems. You know,
mm-hmm.
the matter of fact, believe it or not, but the biggest problem that you have at a fire station is distribution of a firehouse work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the same thing at home with kids,
mm-hmm.
if you'll stop and think.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more hard feelings, more controversy over who does what around the firehouse. You know, with Osmonds, and really it's not that much.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mean there's knockdown dragouts, but you know, there's bickering back and too.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody, I know what you mean. Somebody feels like they ended up painting too much or something like that,
yeah.
and they could have been sweeping the floor because they thought that'd be a little easier.
That's right.
Know?
Like this morning, one might say, "Man, where was you at when the grass cutting went?"
Yeah.
And he said, "Well, I didn't know you was cutting grass."
Yeah.
And then he tells Don, "You know, he don't ever do anything."
Yeah. And then you go upstairs and say, "Well, you know, we were painting while you were down there talking all this morning."
Yeah. Of course, you'll notice this is one of the few fire stations in the nation that's underground.
Yeah.
It's a...
It is underground.
We're underground. This is a civil defense
mm-hmm.
shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Emergency operating center is
mm-hmm.
what it is. It was built for emergency operating center during the big bomb scares
mm-hmm.
In the middle 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this was back when everybody was contemplating nuclear attacks, you know.
Everybody's digging up their backyard.
Yeah. Of course, the old station we was in, we had the poles and all, you know. We slept upstairs and slid the poles in the
mm-hmm.
go traditional fashion. Most places are going to a just one-story ground-level
mm-hmm.
buildings.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one new fire station.
Mm-hmm.
Side station, and then one that's relatively new. It's about 8 years old,
mm-hmm.
and both the 8 year old one, it's built in the northwest section. It's built to look like a residential house, with
mm-hmm.
the exception it's got a big carport on it
mm-hmm.
for the house, the truck. But you'd be surprised that there's people that move in the neighborhood and that they live there for months and they realize there's a fire station down the block from. But it looks just like a home almost.
Yeah.
The one on the south end is more like a business or a
mm-hmm.
governmental building, you know. It's got some traits to it, you know, you'd apply to
mm-hmm.
government building. But the